traffic.
Now back to Dr. Kate Evans. Kate, talking about teenage elephants, the famous case of the elephants in the Pielensberg National Park, it correlates exactly with your findings.
Well, exactly. I mean, that was a series of unfortunate events, and it's all part of our learning process as zoologists, as researchers, and as wildlife managers. These rhino were killed by the elephants. Very, very unusual and unnatural behaviour. And then Joyce Poole visited and said, well, you need to introduce big old bulls. And that what made that happen is that they dropped out of must. They were coming into must prematurely, which is a very aggressive state, I'm sure most of your listeners will know about. And so there seems to be some physical or chemical suppression of must in these young bulls by these older bulls. And that happens in a natural environment. Obviously, there's lots of managed populations of elephants now. And it's important that the natural balance is retained so that the managers don't have this reoccurring again.
Well, I suppose what it's done is we've all known the importance of the female elephants, and particularly the leader of the pack, so to speak. But now the importance of the older males has also been now reinforced. So on both sides, whether male or female, it's the older members of the elephant community that are stabilizing and teaching the youngsters right through until they become mature.
Exactly. I mean, experience is priceless. You can't ever replace that. And old bulls, particularly past mating prime, have often been seen as surplus. And what we now realise is that they're far from surplus. They still have a lot to give to bull society, stabilising their communities. And I always, when I'm talking to my friends that perhaps, aren't elephants, as passionate about elephants as myself, I relate it to humans in that there's lots of societies now where it's broken down. There's young boys growing up that don't have necessarily a mentor, an older man in their life, and they often show delinquent behaviour and aggressive behaviour. And it's the same in elephants. If they don't have that calming or stern or mentoring older elephant, then they're not going to learn what it takes to be a big bull elephant.
Fascinating. Lovely talking to you, Kate. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Kate Evans, who's the founder of Elephants for Africa. And if you need more information on the work that she and Elephants for Africa is actually doing, go to www.elephantresearch.co.uk.